John, we're joined here today by my dog.
Oh, fantastic. Did you hear my question?
No.
I said, so how are your NCAA brackets doing?
Oh, you know, I didn't do a bracket this year.
It's probably a good thing because they're so messed up after a year of mediocrity in the NCAA.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is I thought I was looking at the standings all year. I sort of check in and I would see like Virginia is highly ranked. Okay.
And they were the number one seed in the tournament, overall number one seed, and get beat by 20 points in the first round. First team ever to lose a 16-1 matchup.
Pretty magical.
So we're going to start the show here. We're ready to go. It's another glorious day in the Pacific Northwest, which means it's raining. And I believe you're under some severe weather as well, and mudslide threats, and California may slide into the ocean.
You know what? Would that really be such a bad thing?
That should have been the cold open. No, it's, weather, good times. It's that time of year. I'm just glad I'm not in the Northeast, and you probably wish you were in New York. I think they got a foot of snow yesterday.
I mean, I would, if I was there, I would just be inside looking at the snow, like ordering delivery and having some person come to me, and I would give a sizable tip. I mean, I'm not saying I'd give like a 50% tip, but I always tip well in the snow.
Would you not walk across the street to that deli?
No.
No?
Please. Please. No amount of Snapple can get me to go out in the snow, John.
None?
I love Snapple with all of my taste buds, but there's a point. You know, just have some water, dude.
Yeah, but even just a brief jog across the street or shuffle across the street in the snow.
Am I hungover in this scenario? Is that the...
No, it's just to get out, get some fresh air, feel the blizzard on your face.
Shimmying across the street? Am I going to mosey?
Yeah, mosey on over. Maybe drop and do a snow angel or two on the way.
Sure, I guess. You know, I can just crawl across, walk across the hobos.
There you go. So anyway, this is Foul Territory, episode 60, the Dallas Keuchel episode.
Nice.
I'm John Sumple. You're Jed Rigney.
I am Jed Rigney.
And we're going to talk a little bit of baseball. Yeah, we've got quite a bit to talk about this week. You know, we're getting the countdown clock is on. We are T-minus 7 days from opening day.
Did you hear that squeak?
Is there a squeak? No.
Can you hear my squeak? All right.
Is like it me? Squeaking. Am I squeaking?
No, it's definitely me squeaking, John. Well, not me, but my environment.
Okay.
Sorry, what were we talking about? We're talking about baseball?
We were talking 60. About opening day,
Dallas
7
Keuchel,
days away.
Opening day, 7, right. 7 times 60, 422. I'm excited. Wait, 420. 420.
420,
marijuana. Boom. I just blew everyone's mind.
So are you excited about opening day? Countdown to day. I know fantasy baseball, you're in fantasy baseball mode right now.
I'm in pretty intense fantasy baseball mode. I've had drafts going on now. I did a 4 and I'm in the middle of a long one. But I tell you, I think I'm the most excited about this season that I've been for baseball in a long time.
And why might that be?
I don't know. Maybe it's because like, The Red Sox Yankees have a real rivalry going again, and there's so many great teams and so many terrible teams, and
we have the chance for the first three 100 loss teams in the same division. So that's
I saw
exciting.
This hilarious article like don't underestimate the Tigers. Like I think we are gonna estimate the Tigers. Don't worry, we are properly estimating them.
Do you see how lean and trim Cabrera is?
I'm sorry, who?
Cabrera, first baseman.
I'm sorry, those words don't belong in the same sentence with Cabrera, unless it's preceded by the word not.
No, I was shocked. I was watching a game last night, 2 nights ago, and he was playing, and I was like, that's Miguel Cabrera? He looks, I don't want to say svelte, but he looks trimmer than he was a
I don't know
ago.
What it is with you and the word svelte, John.
It's a good word.
Yeah, it's getting a little weird.
Savari. We'll move on. No, but I just was, maybe that whole article revolved around the newly trim.
No, it's just one of those. Fit and this trim. Is that weird time of the preseason where it's like there's nothing really happening because everyone's just kind of getting ready. So it's like, oh, this player got sent down. This player's injured. It's like not really that interesting. Like, I know. I'll write an article about, look out for this team. Here's my bold prediction. You know, and then like if it comes true at the end of the year, the guy's like, look, I predicted it. And then if it doesn't come true, it's like, well, yeah, but it was just a bold prediction.
That's one of the things, you know, I've been doing the whole prediction thing for years with, friends and in articles that I've written. I always, especially when you're picking who's going to win divisions, which is a total crapshoot because you never know what's going to go on and who's going to go to the playoffs and who's going to win each round and who's going to win the World Series. I always like to pick at least one kind of out there team, a fringe team, not a Tigers by any means. Because you never know. Someone's going to emerge. Like, I think the Colorado Rockies this year could be a surprise. They were a surprise last year, but I think they could be even a bigger surprise this year.
Wait, how can they be a surprise last year and this year?
Because last year, nobody thought they were going to do well, and they tickled the playoffs. And this year, I think they will make it in the playoffs, and they may make at least a round or two run into the playoffs.
Oh.
That's my bold prediction.
Whoa.
So you heard it here first. It'll be in writing soon enough.
That's bold. That's strong. That's like that's Times New Roman bold.
Well, I saw that you had a bold prediction that didn't seem overly bold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a demi.
A demi.
In the graphic design industry, it's not bold. It's demi.
And your bold prediction was. Well, I mean, it's a comeback kind of thing, maybe-ish, with Bryce Harper as the MVP.
Yeah, I think he's going to do what he did, whatever it was, 3 years ago.
Right.
And he's going to do it the whole year. I don't think he's taken any weeks off like he's done the last couple of years. Like, oh, my ankle or my knee.
It's a money year.
I think that guy juices up on the pain pills, and he goes out there, and he rakes.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see less stolen bases. Because I think he's going to be like, well, I'm not going to get myself hurt. I'm just going to be dropping bombs on these people.
Right.
And he's going to be just an offensive machine all next season. And then the next season, he'll regress a little bit. And people are like, oh, what happened to him?
Well, $45, $50 million dollar a year paycheck will probably contribute to
that. He's going to get his 40 mil. I think he's going to hit the 40 mark.
I agree.
The question is how many years, right? And then, it's going to have opt-outs because everyone's got to have the opt-outs.
Yeah. So he's going to be 25, right? He's still young.
Yeah.
So he'll get a 7-year. He could even get a 10-year deal.
I could see him getting 10-40.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Does that make him an independent contractor? Taxi work.
It's that time of year.
It is little that account, time of year,
little
Tom.
Accountant humor for all you CPAs listening
opening
in.
Opening day and, tax day.
And April 15th, just as a reminder to me to file my extension.
Yeah, and speaking of extensions, John.
What do you got?
Jose Altuve got a 5-year extension.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a
big
number.
For $151 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. He's all set.
Here's the thing I have a problem with this, John. Why?
Why sign the extension? Because he loves playing there?
No. Why should the Astros sign him for a market rate price for a guy they have under contract for 2 more years?
My explanation would be is that they're probably looking at, most teams look at it like a 3 to 4 year window for a championship run. I think they're like in a 5 to 7 year window with the players that they have right now and more to come. So lock them up.
Right. But why not just wait till next season, off season to do it? Is it going to cost you more than market rate to extend this guy?
What if he has another great year and then they're like, oh, we should have locked him up last year. He's going to demand $35 million.
What if he blows out his knee?
Could, either way.
Who's the guy that did that for the Phillies? Ryan Howard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big contract, 7-year deal.
Blew out his Achilles at the end of the season.
The last play of the game, wasn't it?
Last play of the season, right?
Right. Oh, that was bad.
And It was, he blew out his Achilles before the contract extension even began.
Yeah, it was the year he signed it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And then two years later, the contract extension kicked in.
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay, well, I guess the Astros know what they're doing or something.
They're feeding the fan base. They're creating a foundation for the future. You know, fiscally irresponsible because they have money to throw around because they did so well last year. I don't know.
Look, I guess my biggest complaint is why not throw you and me a little bit of money?
Right, right. We'll talk about the Astros. Let's see. Eugenio, is that how you pronounce the name? Eugenio?
It's Eugenio.
Eugenio? Yeah. Eugenio? Or for
I
you?
Mean, how do I pronounce it? It's just Gene.
Gene? Is that what they call him?
Gene Suarez. I'm saying how I pronounce it, John.
Oh, Genie? Genie Suarez?
Cheer up, sleepy Gene.
So, 7-year deal. How do you feel about that deal? That's a long deal.
That's a long deal, but it's a team-friendly thing if he continues to play at the level and blah, blah, blah. What I think this is this is, you're going to see a lot more of these now with this weird free agent market, right? Where, mm-hmm. like, no one wants to be that free agent that gets stuck out in the cold.
I agree with it, though. We've talked about this several times before. It's pay them when they're productive, not when they're on their decline. I think it makes sense to do that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And they're not spending as much money.
Yeah.
The average contract
value is
much less.
I mean, you're going to have misses, right?
Yeah, but...
You're going to have misses. You're going to have guys you gave a 7-year deal to, and 2 years in, you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, that's always going to happen.
Why the heck did we do that?
Always going to happen. Any sport is going to happen. Injuries can occur, you know, up and down. Yeah. And some
you know
of
who
it,
I'd give a 7-year deal to, John?
Who?
Ronald Acuna.
Yeah, that would be a good deal. And there were two big names that were sent down this week, him and somebody else. Who's the guy in
Victor Robles.
Robles, yeah.
Yeah.
For Washington.
I mean, let me think about it, John. I don't have that information on the top.
You know everything about every prospect in the top 100. I know.
One could argue I know too much about this stuff because it really adds no value to my life.
Other than podcasts and fantasy baseball, right?
Yes.
And
so like
that's
I
a
said,
big part of
it. It adds
life.
No value to my life.
So, yeah, he was, Acuna was sent down, but he'll be back up. Probably.
They're thinking April 13th. It's this service time thing we've talked about before where if he comes up on the 13th, then he can't possibly play a full season this year.
Mm-hmm.
So then they get to control him for one more year, but then he does get arbitration sooner. Anyway, whatever. It's just stupid contract stuff that they should probably get rid of. But, I mean, you got to have a... it's got to be a numbers thing, right? For people to qualify. Cause there's always like some rookie who really wasn't that good, but then he got his qualifying days. And it was kind of a silly thing for the Braves. Like this is a good team, like an okay team that's on the, like, get him out there. Just playing.
Yeah.
Who
wouldn't
cares?
That be crazy if they came within like a game of qualifying for the wild card playoff?
I mean, you got to figure every player is hoping for that, right?
Right.
Like, The Players Association is just like, yeah, just have them miss by one.
That would do
just
it.
Just like, suck it, Braves. Look at what you missed out on because you decided you had to wait for 15 days to bring him up.
Yeah.
That's how the Players Association collectively speaks.
They sound like that specifically?
Yeah. They talk like this, John.
A little whiny?
It's a little whiny, but also like a little bit New England.
Well, the other big news of the week.
I don't know what I'm talking about, John. Hey, John, feel free to chime in at any time if you have any idea what I'm talking about.
At that point, that's why I jumped in. So Alex Cobb, the last of the Mohicans, so to speak, to sign. Well, actually, no, Derek Holland's still out there, right?
Yes. Greg Holland, yes.
Or Derek Holland.
Well, he did not sign with the Orioles.
Yeah. He did
I'm not.
I'm
not sure why the Orioles just signed this contract. This is a 4-year, basically, was it $14 million a year, 14 and a half?
It's strange because the Orioles didn't do much of anything.
Yeah.
During the offseason.
Does this really move the needle for them in any way?
No, it doesn't. And pitching has been their weakness for the last 2-3 seasons. They've got the bats, but they definitely don't have the pitching. And you would think if they were going to make – a serious effort to upgrade, they would have gone after one of the top tier pitchers. But
yeah.
Yeah, this one will be interesting. Strange. To see how it plays out.
Very Orioles, though, right? Like, March, big March signing. Like, really? Is that where? All right. I mean, what's he, like a number three starter on a team? He probably is their best pitcher now, right? No, I guess Dylan Bundy is probably their best. And Gausman has some nice stuff. But I guess it's not like Gausman, Bundy, and then, you know, three crappy pitchers. Now it's Gausman, Bundy, and Cobb, and then two crappy pitchers.
Who was the guy who was their ace so, 2 seasons ago, had a horrible year last year?
For who?
For the Orioles. Drawing a blank.
Oh, not Gauss, the other guy there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's apparently having a good spring. I can't remember his name. But he was their, I think he was their opening day starter last year. I can't remember his name.
God. That's all right. We'll I mean, you could Google search, like, you know, Orioles starting rotation.
I probably
or something
could.
Like that. Yeah. Or like go to the ESPN depth charts for the Orioles and see who their starting pitchers
are. Is that what you're doing right now? You want
no,
me to do
No,
I'm that?
Holding my dog, John. I'm not typing anything.
Let's see who it is because it's really friggin'
Wait,
bugging
to
me.
Be clear, that's not a euphemism. I'm actually holding my dog.
If it was a euphemism, what would it be? What would
well, obviously, dog would be some sort of like genital thing. Which is no coincidence because my dog is very gentle.
He's very gentle, especially when he's on your lap. He's gentle on the genitals.
Yes. Yes. All right. So now it's just getting weird. Now, you put the dog and the genitals in the same sentence, and now it's weird.
So let's see. Depth chart for the Orioles. This is, people are like, we already know who it is. You can't figure it out.
So, right.
Let's see. They're Tillman, Chris Tillman. Jeez.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and they picked up Cashner, too. So they have, Alex Cobb is now officially their number one starter.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would still say Dylan Bundy is probably the better of all of those five.
You know, and you look at that, it's not a bad rotation if they all had career years. Cobb, Bundy, Gausman, Cashner, and Tillman.
Yes. If they fly in on unicorns from Narnia, John, yes, they could have a good rotation.
Stuff like that happens every once in a while. You get people who come together and have their, you know, best years, and they move on and get big contracts.
Yeah, speaking of moving on, John.
Are we? Yeah, let's. I've got too many windows open here.
That's,
hold on.
That's way too many Orioles minutes.
So we did the Astros 10, and now we just did 10 minutes on the Orioles.
I don't mind 10 minutes on the Astros. That's a good team with a good future and great players and fun people. The Orioles are just, I don't know. That's just a turd. Let's move on. All right, well, let's talk about Justin Turner.
Yeah, injured.
Broke
his
wrist.
Yeah, that's
Or
good.
He broke a bone in his wrist, to be clear.
Was it his non-throwing hand or his throwing hand?
It's got to be his non-throwing hand, right? Because he got hit in the batter's box.
Okay.
Oh, no, I guess you could hit the...
Depends on how you turned, if he turned
into it. Yeah, it depends on where he got
away.
The... Yeah. So, obviously, that's a bummer for the Dodgers. They're not really built... They're basically built to replace any other position except third base.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're just going to move Logan Forsythe over from second, and then you'll see Chris Taylor, Chase Utley... And a little bit of Austin Barnes over at second base. So they're fine. You know, it's a one win loss for them on the whole for the season. They're still going to be great. But you got to figure he's going to lose a little power when he comes back. Because just wrists, big part of power. And maybe
I think this could be the catalyst for the Giants to jump over the Dodgers this year.
Oh, right. Did... When Justin Turner broke his wrist, did it then imbue magical powers? Did the unicorn fly out from Narnia over to the Giants?
Well, if everybody has a good year, if all of these elderly players have career years as if they were in their year 27 season, could
That's
happen.
True. That's true. If everyone, well, you know what? They're in the right place, though, Barry Bonds style. You know what I'm talking about.
Right, right. Juice them up.
Right.
Get them ready.
What was the name of that place there? The Bio?
Belco.
Right, exactly. Yeah, perfect.
So, not a big impact.
I mean, it's a bummer.
But they've got enough offensive weapons. And Matt Kemp is so excited and being very productive so far this spring.
Yeah. And svelte.
Yes, very. Dropped 40. looking girlish. Let's move on to the Mariners. And I didn't even hear about this, so this must be new. David Phelps.
Yeah, this is today. David Phelps going to get the Tommy John.
That's a bummer. So he comes over. Yeah. He got hurt, I think, within 2 or 3 weeks of coming over from the Marlins last year and was out the rest of the season. Or maybe he came back and went back on the DL. And now that's going to turn out to be a not-so-good trade.
Yeah. I mean, the Mariners, which is how I'm going to call them from now on because I think that sounds pretty cool.
Just bit your jaw.
Am I trying to say Marlins and Mariners at the same time?
It's a double.
Okay. Wait, Phelps came from the Marlins, right?
Correct.
So we'll call them the Marlins. The Marlins and the Mariners. Okay, so the Mariners have all kinds of injuries, right? And it's been a brutal spring for them. And, you know, they're such on the borderline anyway with whether they're any good this season. You know, with Felix and, you know, what's he going to be? Is he going to be a number two or number three? Or is he really going to be that number five starter that he's been looking like? Just that back of the rotation. He's like, what is he like? Still like 24 years old? He's still so young.
I think he's only 31, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
I just for those listening, that was sarcasm.
But he's still, I mean, in but he's been still around very since he was young. 19. Yeah. So he's been there for a long time.
A long time. Anyway, it's too bad when a team gets hit with the injury bug. There's nothing you can do about it, John.
No, nothing. And the Mariners were an outside threat to get into the playoff hunt for the wild card. This doesn't help having – if they continue – like Iwakuma supposedly, you know, might be ready at some point this spring – or spring, not during spring training, but, you know, May, June-ish time frame.
Yeah, the only thing that's interesting is, you know, Ryan Healy is out with an injury, who they
Healy's
traded
out,
for. But the Dan Vogelbach's getting some playing time and making the most of it.
Yeah.
Looking kind of like he might stick with a club.
Like, not svelte.
Not svelte, but he's looking, he's hitting. Yeah, he's he's a DH kind of first baseman-y guy that they need, and lefty and on base percentage and a little power.
Yeah, he's a moose for sure.
Yeah.
Be a good bat, power bat. But I think he's a platoon guy for sure for now, right?
I mean, he could be great minor league numbers, like great. But who knows what that will mean?
Does the guy have any speed at all? Because he looks like he is extremely slow.
He has on the 20-80 rating system. He does have the 20 speed.
Oh, so he's one of those guys you picture pulling up his pants as he's running down the bases, making sure they don't fall down.
I don't picture men pulling up their pants at any point, John.
I've done like different baseball movies and
I was trying to do like a little bit. I get what you're saying. Yeah, no, he's a bit of a lumbering guy, but you know what? He'd probably outrun you and me.
Probably, most likely would. Yeah. But back in my prime, if I had a career season, if I was in my year 27 season, I think I could take him.
John, I'm giving you a contract extension
for 6 days. If you can get through those 6 days and not get hurt, we'll extend you. Let's see what else we got. The big the PED suspension.
Yeah, Jorge Polanco.
Yeah.
Okay, so normally who cares about this stuff, right? He got busted, blah blah blah. Maybe he took something, maybe he didn't. Probably he did. The thing that's interesting to me about this, John, is this guy started off last season like awful. You know, like a 550 OPS, which is very bad. For those of you who don't know what OPSs are, sorry. On base plus slugging percentage. So then in the middle of the season, he suddenly takes off. And my question is, did he start taking steroids then?
Did his head get bigger?
Like, is that how it worked for him? Because if that's how it works, then steroids for everybody, John.
Across the board, even the playing field.
I love it. I'm all in. I just want everybody mashing, you know, 50 home runs a year. Come on, give it to me. Give me that season, the league full of Brady Andersons.
Right, Brady Andersons and Brett Boones and everybody's hitting 50 home runs for everybody.
Yeah.
Loved it. It was fun.
Yeah. Sorry, baseball, you don't want to make $250 million? Fine. Then make steroids illegal. I'm saying just give them to everybody. Yeah. Like sneak it into their food. Let's juice this thing up. Let's make the ball bounce more. Let's juice it all up.
Yeah, there's the opportunity if you wanted to talk about
it. Put pitchers in a protective plastic bubble because it's going to be dangerous out there.
Think about the impact that this would have on the economy if all of a sudden you created an entire infrastructure within the sporting world that allowed for regulated usage of performance-enhancing drugs or supplements. That would be...
Yeah, did you see Icarus?
I watched it last night. Phenomenal.
It's really good, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievably really good documentary. Good.
Yeah.
And like, what a scam the Russians were running, doping these. And I love how they're still just like, no, we never did that. There's no evidence. They're like, well, what about all this evidence? Well, that's not evidence. Like, oh, are you saying it's not evidence because it's not evidence because you say it's not evidence?
Well, my favorite part after all those denials, then at the very end of the film, they mention about what they did to the family. It's like, okay,
right.
If the family's innocent, why would you do anything? You know?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just, yeah, brutal. Brutal.
Rough.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal film. It just was really, really engaging, really well done. It was one of those, I'm starting to make one movie and oh my God, look what I found. And it completely turns into an unbelievable, and it has that feel in the movie too. Is very well done. Highly recommended by Jed and John.
Yes.
And it helps, you know, it recommended by quite a few people too. It also won an Academy Award. So.
Oh, did it win?
It did. It won the Academy Award for.
Well, that'll show those Russians.
Yeah.
That's what they get for meddling in our elections.
So we're good with that. We're good with talking about things non-related to baseball as we are wont to do. Speaking of lumbering players, Aaron Judge, well, he's not that bad. He's pretty quick, pretty fit guy. Got slapped for recruiting violations.
Yeah, because what did he say about Manny Machado? That, he would look good in pinstripes or something like that?
Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing. You know, teams are not allowed to collude with each other, right?
Correct.
About player prices. But players are not allowed to collude with each other. And you're not allowed to tell someone, hey, we want you on our team.
But can you do it in the off season or not? Or you can do it, but you just can't talk about it.
Right. You can't do it. I mean, you're not supposed to do it at all.
You can.
Here's the thing. Who were the two Dodger pitchers? Was it Koufax and Drysdale? I think this is where this came from. I might be totally wrong. I might be just totally jumping rails on some other story. But my understanding is that the main reason why teams can't collude with each other is because the teams were so worried that players would collude with each other and set prices that they were like, no colluding. No one can talk to anyone about prices.
That's interesting.
So they were like, well, Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax both want $100,000. And I know how insane that you would pay a player $100,000 or whatever it was they were going for. I think they were $1 million. I think were they the first million?
I think Mickey Mantle was the first $100,000.
Right.
Contract.
Yeah. So moving along, there's probably more like $1 million or $500,000. But the owners were like, no, you can't talk to each other about a price. And they're like, fine, well, then we'll just agree that no one can.
Because I know in baseball, like a basketball offseason, you know, you get these guys like, well, let's get together and talk about how we can build a super team.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the same rules apply to basketball as they do in baseball.
But I'm sure there are plenty of conversations, you know.
Yeah.
Fishing trips and hunting trips and.
Exactly. No, we're just friends.
Just good buddies. Yeah.
But technically, if you say anything, it's tampering.
No, that makes sense. So he got slapped. Yeah. Fined?
Yeah.
Or just, hey.
I think he just was told not to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Sort of like Trevor Bauer with Twitter. Just don't do it anymore.
Just don't do that anymore.
Also, stay away from the drones.
Right. That'll help. That'll prevent you from being injured and missing your start in the playoffs.
Right. Well, how's he going to feel when they start carrying in relievers on drones from the outfield?
He's
going to be
conflicted. He's a little gun shy.
Right?
He's like, I'll never move to the bullpen.
Cowering in the bullpen corner like, no, don't let him take me, coach. Don't let him take me.
Brewers. This is big news, right? We have to get our Brewers convo in for the week. They break ground on a spring training complex. Or I guess it's not a new one, but renovations. Is this significant in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, it's going to be like a mega sports complex. Ooh. And
so they're sharing right now, right?
Yeah, but here, the little thing I have, this is the thing I want to bring this up about is, and we're not going to jump to the later story, but these teams have so much money, right? And they're all building these facilities here and abroad to help, la 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 la. And they still can't pay minor league players minimum wage.
Right.
Right? And now there's the Save America's Pastime Act that's getting tucked into some other bill where they're basically saying, like, yeah, no, it's okay if baseball players are treated as interns.
What?
Yeah. And it's like, well, here's the thing, man. Like, yeah, we're only going to pay you $10,000 a year, but it's like a lottery ticket, and you could be making millions.
Okay.
But the majority of minor league players don't ever see the major leagues.
Mm-mm.
And they should be paid for what they're doing. And it's $10,000 a year is not enough money for a human being to live on.
That is there a minimum?
That the I think the low, at the lowest levels, it's $10,000 a year.
Wow.
Wow. But like, why not pay these guys $20,000 a year? Yeah, it's going to cost the whole league $100 million to do that. $100 million out of like $6 billion is
nothing.
Jack squat.
Right.
That's a rounding error.
Yeah.
That's a little
accounting humor.
Math term, a little accounting joke.
It's that time of the year.
It's a rounding error.
So that was your catalyst. That story was your catalyst for cheering.
I mean, I'm sure this facility is going to be awesome. I'm sure this Brewers facility is going to be awesome. And I love that they're, you know, building for the future and investing in the minor leagues, and all the teams should be doing this, and it's great. And okay, good. Let's also pay these guys who we, you know, who go out there to play baseball and try to make it in the, you know, no reason for these people to suffer. Everybody's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, Jose Altuve got $150 million.
Yeah, maybe
extension.
He could throw a little down that way.
I mean,
the thing about it, too, is that all these guys started there.
Yeah, but, you know, it's so weird. The MLB, the Players Association is just as at fault here because they, first of all, A, don't represent minor league players because they are Major League Baseball Players Association, not Minor League Baseball
right.
Players Association. And they're kind of just like, yeah, no, too bad. We're just taking care of our veterans. But here's the deal. The chickens have come home to roost. Isn't that what
right.
they say? Right? Yeah. They're reaping what they have sown. And now look at all these veterans not being taken care of because the owners have figured out a way to exploit. And not in a bad way, but have figured out, like, yes, bring in younger players, exploit that cost efficiency, and we just not give money to the veterans.
Maybe the minor league should start a crowdfunding campaign.
That'd be pretty great.
They'd probably get a lot of participation.
They probably would, actually. Yeah. Maybe some of the major league players.
Maybe we
pick
should
in.
Start one. Let's pick a team.
Yeah.
And start one. And
did
then
you see who was it? That McCabe guy that got fired like mm-hmm. 2 days before his retirement. Blah blah blah.
So somebody started one for him.
No, six people started one for him.
Wow. They're like
so started six different people started six different McCabe. GoFundMe
well, is it,
thing is so
is,
great.
Are the numbers, is the money pouring in?
Yeah, well, I don't think any of them had made a lot of money, but each had raised
that's
thousands
good,
of dollars.
That's good.
But like, yeah. That's how crazy people are now, right? Like the some guy from the FBI gets fired and is not going to get his full pension or whatever. And people like, oh, we must stand up. Like, the FBI.
I wonder if there are rules against us picking a team and saying we're going to raise money for that team and then distributing in the funds evenly amongst the players, prorated based on their you know, length of stay on the team during that season. That would be fun. That would be a time consuming thing, but it would be fun. And it would get
I
us noticed.
I feel like this is a huge accounting problem.
It would be a little bit. There's laws and stuff.
Yeah.
But it would be one way to get some exposure. We start this campaign where we're gonna raise money on behalf of a team to save
America's
pastime.
You know, another way to get exposure is if I run down the street naked.
Well, then do it with your dog.
Okay, so you do the
we'll
crowdsourcing.
See what
could,
we'll see
I'll
what does
do the
better.
Running down the street naked. We'll see who gets the most hits on the website.
That sounds good. Let's do it. Okay, Hall of Fame announced that Jim Thome's plaque will not include a Chief Wahoo logo.
Right, or any other Cleveland player moving forward, which I don't think they have to worry about for some time. But
It'll be a while.
It'll be a while. But no more Chief Wahoo. They've decided that because it's racist. And here's the thing. We talked about this before. I think Tomy wants the Chief Wahoo on his plaque.
Probably does. Probably does.
You remember that quote he did where it was like, yeah, well, you know, I guess times have changed and all, but like, you know, it wasn't meant to be racist. And I really like, that's what I wore on my head. And
kicking pebbles. It's aw shucks.
Right. A very aw shucksy. Like, oh, can't we just do it for this one? And then maybe the guys who didn't play with the Chief Wahoo on their
they
cap
can,
make...
Yeah. He's...
No. Okay. Well, I'm just happy to be in the Hall of Fame anyway.
That's pretty funny though. So he gets the bland C on the,
he gets the C, man.
Wow.
Pretty great.
Yeah, because everybody, when they think of the Cleveland Indians, they immediately go for that bland C.
Yes.
They're like, it's not like yes. The Cubs C. The Cubs C is recognizable.
He was the captain.
Right.
Yeah, it's just that like varsity letter
right.
C.
It's
that
just
they
nothing
came
special
up with.
About it.
Ooh, yeah. Like old timey. Yeah, like the, all right. Yeah, like all the teams had. Okay, great. Way to stand out.
Yeah, maybe it's like New York, the Mets and the Yankees and San Francisco. You know, they have their two letters that kind of iconic, you know, logos for
L.A.
Yeah, baseball fans that know that. Then you just got the C. It's like, who are these guys? They're the C's.
Yeah. Carl's
The Celtics should, you know, say violation of our trademark and copyrights and branding because we're called the C's. We're known as the C's.
Yeah.
Not you Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
You mistakers on
so
the Lakers.
So we've got trademark jokes. We've got...
They're all falling flat,
jokes.
Though, as far as I can tell, as I listen to myself speak. I should just shut up and serve up softballs.
Yeah, why don't we just move on and see what else happens?
Yeah, we'll see what other mayhem, you know, ensues.
This is the best story of the year, by the way.
The next one?
Yeah.
The Yankees and Red Sox are going to be playing.
Is that a thing? Oh, I skipped right over that. Who cares about that?
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say.
Talk about it? Go ahead and talk about it. We already brought it up.
But I was excited to hear why this was so exciting. That they're
no,
gonna
I'm
be
excited
playing...
about the last one on the list.
Oh, okay. Yankees
That's
and Red
tease.
Sox.
That's a teaser
so listen
right
listen in. Stay tuned.
Coming up after the break, the last item on the list. What is it?
So Yankees and Red Sox are going to be playing across the pond in 2019.
Yes, two games.
Is this
in
the beginning
London.
Of an expansion of MLB baseball global? There's talk
maybe.
Of
Maybe. I mean,
talk
that's
of
the
Mexico.
Two teams to put there, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, those are the
that would
two,
be...
the biggest rivalry, the biggest contracts, the jolly good.
Right. Well, it's like, I remember when they started the, what was the league that they had over in the European Football League? Was that what it was?
Yes.
I remember watching that the first because it was a kind of a novelty, but it lasted for like 5 or 6 years, didn't it? I think they had a little bit of a run there.
Yeah, no, it went for a bit, yeah.
And it, there was an NFL kind of incubator project, I believe, if I recall. But I remember watching it. It was like, these people have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to fill a stadium with, you know, 40,000 people and have everybody in the stadium have any clue. It's like if you and I went to watch a cricket match. We'd be like, this is fun to be here, but I have no idea what's going on.
Right. So the solution is, John, free alcohol.
There you go. Kids under nine get in for free and free alcohol.
Yes. All children get in for free. Alcohol is free. Alcohol for nine-year-olds is double free.
Two first.
I'm just saying, like, just get everyone loves booze. Everyone will come out. They'll all get drunk, but they'll have this great memory of the Yankees and the Red Sox. It's going to be fantastic.
That'll be fun because I know they've done was it Australia one year? They did Australia.
It should be the Yankees and the Redcoats, don't you think?
Ooh.
Because it's the American Yankees, right?
Yeah, against those
and then
evil
the
Redcoats.
Yeah.
So they've
British,
done, they have done
Revolutionary War humor.
There's been no games, major league games played in Europe, right?
Right. So well, they did China, right? Or
they
whatever.
Did, they did
Australia.
Japan and Australia, I believe. Japan's, they've done Japan. A couple of times. Maybe Korea was in there once, but Japan, I know
they
did it twice.
Yeah, they did China or something like that, maybe just as preseason games.
But that was brutal. I remember, I think it was the Astros and the A's, I think, that started off, and I don't remember the teams, but they started off in Australia, and because everything you know, they were like, okay, you guys are going to start your season a week before everybody else, and then you're going to get time to acclimate back to, you know,
time. And then when they were running the bases, they had to run the other way around because they were in the Southern Hemisphere.
Right. That's right.
Totally confusing.
It was.
Like, how do you ground out to third?
Yeah.
It's totally confusing. It's weird.
You have to watch it in a mirror. Flip it back.
It's a 3-4-6 double play, John.
That's good comedy. That's good baseball comedy.
That's a very specifically baseball joke right there. My apologies to people who don't really know baseball and are listening to this for some reason.
Yeah, we don't want to explain the 6-4-3. It's too long. Take too long. If it's foreign subject to you, don't worry about it. Look it up on the Google.
Right. Just think of it as an accounting joke.
It is. Kind of is. A scorekeeper humor. Okay, yeah. So let's move on to the biggest story of the year, which
Loved
I've heard
so
absolutely
much.
Nothing about. And when yes. I read...
Do you even remember who Greg Reynolds is?
I do. The kind of a home run hitter. Little power guy, right?
No, he was a pitcher.
Then I don't remember him.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of like a back end, whatever, didn't pitch that much. Okay, so years ago, Greg was at home. I love this story so much. And he heard someone outside messing around with his mailbox. There was a guy out there, nude, which happens.
Right.
It happens. Who was trying to destroy the mailbox.
Okay.
Greg goes out and he's like, hey, man, don't destroy my mailbox. And the guy starts chasing after him. Turns out he's high on LSD, not Greg, the naked man. You might be surprised that I had to clarify that. But just in case anyone's listening going like, why would a naked man attack someone that was on LSD? Anyway, it's so in his defense, Greg punches the naked LSD man and breaks his hand. His pitching hand, John.
This happened how many years ago?
It was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
5 years ago.
So he became an ex-MLB-er because of the broken hand?
Well, I mean, that was his claim, right? He wound up winning like $2 million in the lawsuit. And I don't know if this guy's ever going to pay it. Like, if you're naked and on LSD, like, I mean,
you're scraping couch change to buy LSD.
I mean, maybe, but maybe there's also some rich people that LSD, man. They like getting weird, you know? Obviously, it's a terrible thing, but it happens, you know? But yeah, so his contention was that he wasn't able to pitch the way he had before because he had broken his hand, and he won.
$2 million, you said?
Yeah, so apparently maybe $2 million worth of LSD, maybe that's what can be.
Sure beats playing in the minors.
Well, it's certainly a lot more than he would have gotten in the minors.
Right. Okay, so that is interesting. Because when I first read it, I was like, who was on LSD? Just the way it was written, it was a little ambiguous. I was like, was the player?
Oh, because it says, Greg Reynolds, who fractured his hand punching naked man on LSD.
Right.
So right. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Wasn't sure. So now I was intrigued because I wanted to hear the story. So that's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Okay. Moving along, let's go to starting nine. And for this week, Sweet 16 team. Now, is that Sweet 16 the teams that are left?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is good. So the remaining 16 teams are being used as fodder for Jed's list of 9 players with Sweet 16 sounding names.
That's right. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Some of these are terrible, but some of these are pretty hilarious. Here we go. So Carlos Gonzaga-less.
Oh, that's good. I like it.
Right? Robinson Canosas State.
Okay.
I guess that'd be more like Canosas State. That's a terrible one. Eloyola Chicago Jimenez.
Good.
Eloy Jimenez. All right. Kenta Key Maeda.
Kentucky. That's good. I like it. Yeah. I had to work through it phonetically. Yeah. And I got it.
They're all going to be there. Magnaris Sierra Cues.
These are good.
Yeah. Jonathan Villar Nova.
Villar Nova. I have him. Yes. I think I have him on one of my, I have the Villar Novas on one of my.
And you know, if you're listening to this right now, listener, You probably are listening to this right now, because otherwise, why would you be? Anyway, how could you? You wouldn't be able to hear what I'm saying if you weren't listening to this. Right. But if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yeah, some of these teams are alive on my bracket, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
That's all I have to say. Next one, Michigan Suchu. Got him in there.
He's in there. He's back.
Love Michigan Suchu. Sean Perdue Little.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Okay, this is Drew Texa Steckenrider.
Texa Steckenrider?
Yeah, Texas Tech.
Drew Texas Steckenrider. Okay, I was Steckenrider. It Texas
yeah.
Teckenrider. Gotcha.
Well, his name is Drew Steckenrider.
No, I got it.
So it's Texas Tech. All right. West Raphael de Virginia.
These are tough, and you're doing good.
Yeah. Lastly, but not least, Dovidas Nevadauskas.
That's good. That's one of our Netherlands players. Is that... Not Lithuanian, something like that?
Yeah, some... With the Pirates? Some weird place.
Yeah, some place over yonder. Okay, up next, we've got Italics Predictions, which is not bold predictions, but Italics Predictions.
Right, so it's not Roman. It's not like, you know, like your standard font. We're gonna guess here.
We're gonna turn it a little bit.
Yeah, we're not gonna say MVP Mike Trout. Okay, that's your Roman prediction,
right?
Okay, but we're also not gonna say MVP. I don't know, Cole Calhoun. Okay, that's your bold prediction.
So we're gonna go through the MVP, Cy Young, and division winners. Kind of our
that's right. So MVP for each league, Cy Young for each league. And the division winners.
Okay.
National League MVP. Who do you got, John?
My National League MVP. I would say, I don't know if this is a bold. Would it be italics prediction to say Paul Goldschmidt?
Or is that is a very italics prediction.
Okay. That would be my pick.
Okay. Strong italics prediction. Right. It's not totally likely, but it's possible.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. One could even say that it borders on the brink of probable, but not.
He'll be in the hunt.
Yes, he'll be in the hunt, and you're calling it, Paul Goldschmidt. And of course, as we mentioned this before, my bold prediction was not really that bold, but I'm going to say Bryce Harper.
Okay. That takes care of you heard it here first, folks.
Yes. And you forgot it here first, folks.
You remembered it? Never.
You didn't care about it here, folks. Welcome. All right, so American League MVP. I'll go with mine first so we can fake it like you are. I'm going to say it right now. Italics prediction, Mookie Betts.
Okay, I'm going to go George Springer.
Ooh, that is a very italics prediction. That's almost bold, John.
Borderline?
It's almost bold. But I'm going to say great job. All right, NL Cy Young.
NL Cy Young. I think, you know, it's that would be too bold. I think Steven Strasburg has a chance this year to...
That is a very sexy time italics prediction. Nicely played.
And who might yours be?
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop a Noah Syndergaard on you.
Ooh, very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That feels a little bit like a bold prediction, but I feel like he's so
coming
good.
Back from the injury and throwing the heat he's throwing.
I don't think I don't think he's going to throw 180 innings. I think it's going to be like 160, but I think they're going to be like sexy time.
Right. He's going to be one of those is like, give me the ball. I want to pitch. He's already ready. He's like, let's get this season started.
Right. So he's already throwing 145 miles an hour, John.
Sid Finch. Does that ring a bell? Do you remember the Sid Finch article in Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
It was great. April Fool's Day back in the 70s, I think. Really good. Look it up. So that takes care of MVP Cy Young.
Yes.
And now we're going to do division winners?
Did we do American League Cy Young?
Did we not? No, we did not. You're right.
Chris Sale for me. That's going to be my italics prediction.
Sale.
Wait, did I just do Mookie Betts and Chris Sale? I guess I'm a Red Sox fan.
Homer.
Suck it.
I'll go Severino.
Ooh. That's a bold prediction. But you know what? I'm going to count. You know what? You can count it as an italics prediction.
I'll stick with the same team. Tanaka. That's more italics.
Now, that's insane. Oh, that's totally a bold prediction. You just lowered it.
Okay, so
go with Severino. That's a solid italics.
Okay.
I like the way your head's at, though, John. You're kind of like, you want the glory.
Yeah, going fringy, yeah.
You want the glory, though. You're going to get a little bit of glory if at the end of the year it's Severino and whoever else it was you said.
Strasburg.
Which I've already forgotten.
Strasburg.
And listeners, please feel free to also forget everything we've said. As a matter of fact, my lawyer would definitely prefer it.
Probably a good idea. Do the blinky thing, the red flashy thing. After
you're
done
the
listening.
Men in black thing. Exactly. Let's do that, John.
So we've got now division winners. Are we going to take it? Are we going to do just division winners, and maybe next week we'll do predictions for playoffs and stuff? Or are we just doing?
I don't know. You want to just do all that stuff next week, all the playoffs?
Yeah, we could do that.
We got to do something next week, right?
Yeah, that would be good.
All right, let's do that. Let's go on to the extra innings.
Extra innings. It's that time. It's where we move away from baseball and start talking about everything else that's not baseball. So what's going on outside the world of baseball?
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about this before the show. Maybe it was part of the cold open.
Yeah, we talked
so
about Virginia
ago.
Losing. Yeah.
Yeah, Virginia. Virginia losing in the tournament. First time in the history of the NCAA tournament that a number one seed has lost to a number 16 seed. And it was the
overall. But it was really close,
number,
John.
Yeah, 20 points. It was a thrashing.
It was really close.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And it was I think the Cavaliers had held their opponents to 55 point average during on defense during the regular season, and they got beat by I think the score was like 75-55. It's 20 points, so they blew them off the court. I think the score was 22-22 at the half. They scored over 50 points in the second half. It was crazy.
So crazy. But that's the way it has to be, right? Like for a 16 to beat a 1, it has to be that thing where it's like...
There's been close calls before.
Total fluke.
And this was an annihilation. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the tournament has been fun to watch because there have been tremendous upsets. A lot of top teams have gone down as a result of the mediocrity that
remember
was
Arizona went down
very early
pretty quick
too.
I was surprised.
Arizona's gone.
Gotta
figure North Carolina's
the FBI was
gone.
Involved in that one.
Right. They're like, Sean Miller, we've had enough of you. So this story's kind of a big deal, huh? A little Sex in the City in the mayor's office.
That's right.
So Cynthia Nixon is running for governor, or not mayor, governor's office of New York.
The funny thing is you accidentally say mayor, she's running for mayor. She's running for governor as if she was running for mayor.
She's focusing on New York City, right?
She's focusing on New York City and the problems of New York City. And I don't know if that's how you win the governorship in New York, but I will tell you this, Cuomo's a turd. So bring on Cynthia Nixon. Does it go against everything I say about like, let's stop bringing celebrities into politics?
It's the new
what
thing.
Do they know? Absolutely. It's horrifying. But Cuomo is a total gas bag who has absolutely no, there's no reason this guy should be the governor of the state. His right-hand man was just found guilty of corruption charges. Afterwards, Cuomo states proudly that his name was never brought up in the trial, that he had nothing to do with any of it, though that was a total falsehood. His name was brought up 156 times in the trial. Wow. Like, his best friend, his right-hand man, is corrupt. Guess who else is corrupt?
Yeah. Spoken like a true politician.
Yeah. I'm be happy to get rid of... thing is, let's just get the subways working. Let's stop paying people insane amounts of money. We've talked about this before where it's like the average income for a subway manager is $300,000, which is more than double where it is anywhere else in the United States. And there are 6,000 people who have this title.
What?
Yeah, it's totally crazy.
Wow.
It's hundreds, it's billions of dollars just like, and the cost per 100 feet of subway track is three times higher than anywhere else in the United States in New York. Oof. Because of all the different rules and regulations and all the stuff that they have people that get hired to do jobs that don't exist anymore because that's part of the contract.
Wow.
Like we got it's the ball bearing greaser. Well, we don't use ball bearings anymore. They don't need to be greased. Certainly don't need to be greased. Yeah, but it's in the contract that you'll hire a ball bearing greaser for $80,000 a year.
That would be a great job for a minor leaguer in the off season.
Wouldn't that be great? Fantastic. If we could just get minor league players
maybe
working
in the
subway.
That's what our campaign should be.
Maybe what we should do is every minor league team should get a subway built
right
so at its facility.
Sponsored by New York.
Paid for by New York, yes. Yeah, can you imagine, though? Like a baseball player's out there working his butt off, doing his thing. I know it's a game, whatever, but still, it's an entertainment thing. Getting $10,000 a year, and there's 6,000 jerk-offs in New York who are getting $300,000. And mind you, when their pensions hit, they will be getting
right
a huge boat pension loads based on that $300,000 amount. Meaning that crazy in their retirement, they'll continue to make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'm getting angry. I'm getting agitated on this one.
I didn't used to care about this stuff, but now I live in New York. Yeah. I'm not in New York now, but now it's like, it's so, how am I? And then like, oh, and by the way, can the subways work, please?
And not stink?
And maybe just less, just like human feces. You're right. You know, just look, I'm not asking for a ton of things, but those are the things I want. Also, I don't mind people coming on the train to sing. I think it's a wonderful part of the subway experience. But sir, if you have a cough, all right, then you don't need to come in and sing. You need to take the day off. You need to rest your voice.
Whoa, wait a second.
Because I don't want to hear Hall and Oates.
So he's singing and coughing?
Yeah,
I thought you meant just coughing.
I don't
want to
hear
but singing,
Hall and Oates,
coughing.
I can't go for that with a cough break after every line. I don't want it.
Yeah, that's no good. They need to have regulations against that. Hire somebody to monitor that.
We need another manager. Look, sorry, we can only pay you $300,000 a year.
So the other big news of the week, Mark Zuckerberg in hot water, Facebook losing I think Zuckerberg lost $9 billion in value when the stock tanked after his Facebook's connection to the, I don't want to say illegal, but data shifting for the election. What a disaster.
Right. Here's the thing. It's a disaster now, but you know, when Obama did it, everyone was celebrating it. Like, wow, so clever to manipulate information like that. Very cutting edge. But then Trump does it, and it's like, well, I don't know. That seems like it's personal information that shouldn't be shared.
Well, I don't know if Obama used information that was stolen, not necessarily stolen, but obtained illegally, and then handed off to the GOP. And that was the big thing there, is that it was being used specifically for, apparently the rules and regulations in Facebook allow for universities and teaching professionals to have access to certain data. Well, that person who had the right access turned it over.
Right. But the quote from from Facebook was that they felt that what Obama's administration was doing was shady, but because they wanted him to win, they didn't do anything about it.
I haven't heard that yet.
So yeah, exactly. You know why?
That's
you didn't
probably
hear
on
that?
Fox
because
News.
Why is the mainstream media? I don't watch Fox News, John. I'm not that crazy, but I do know how to read through a story.
Oh, you watch that?
Out, like, oh,
the middle of the road sense media channel.
It's still the moderate not existing channel, man. Worst ratings in the biz.
So the other big news.
Yes.
Sad news.
Oh, and just for the record, hold on, for the record, Facebook will be fine, and they will continue to harvest all of your personal information.
I heard a great quote. It says, when you're not paying for the service, you are the product.
Right. You're paying for it with yourself.
Right. Right. So yeah. It's for all the people out there who are like up in arms over this, stop playing the 500 different games that are on there, because every single game that you do and every single survey that you do, you're connecting your account to these companies. I mean, I find that amazing. I don't use Facebook for
or
any of that stuff.
Just keep using them and go on and live your life.
Live your
and
life
be
and be okay
and,
with it, knowing that the
and just
the,
don't care about that. But Davis, if you do care about that, probably want to disconnect Facebook and Twitter And also stop buying things from Amazon and right. don't search Google or any search engine.
Become a vegan.
Also, don't buy anything digitally.
Yeah, go back to the caves.
Put the, if you have a laptop, put your masking tape over the camera.
Right. Oh, I got to do that. Hold on.
Yeah. And if you have a cell phone, then only use the Wi-Fi. Don't ever use the roaming data stuff.
Right. They're after us. They know your every
Here's
move.
The thing. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you're really that important or think you're that important.
Look, if you murder someone, yeah, it's going to be harder to get away with it, man.
Right.
That's the truth. I'm sorry to break the news to you out there, potential murderers.
Or run for public office. You know, if you...
Or run for public office. But you know what? I don't mind when I'm on Facebook and I'm like, oh, look what Joey's doing. Oh, that's great. Oh, here. Oh, you know what? Here's an ad for a pizza place. Yeah, you know, I am in the mood for some pizza. Thank you. I will order a pizza. Thank you.
From my pizza place. The place I just bought a pizza from 2 days ago. Awesome. Thank you.
Now, look, I think it's a little weird when you see ads for stuff that you've been talking about.
That is weird.
I think that's weird.
Yeah. It happens with iPhones. Does not happen with Androids. But this happens with my wife all the time. Well, she's talking about something.
Like
the next day there's an ad there for what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I feel like just because you can do that as a phone... You don't need to do that. That just freaks people out.
Yeah, it does. It's weird. Definitely weird.
Yeah.
And then we had the other kind of sad news story, you know, as talking up progress and, you know, technology. Was that your Terminator?
That's exactly music? What it was. That's my Skynet music, man.
So the self-driving car. And this was was it in Arizona that this happened?
Yeah, in Arizona.
Yeah. So it killed a pedestrian for the first time, not the last time, but for the very first time.
Yes. The first self-driving car related death, the first time that the AI became self-aware in Arizona. Here's the thing, John. You think that's a horrifying story and that's an interesting story, and it's only the surface.
Mm-hmm.
The person driving the car, or I should say, who was there to make sure that the car was driving properly, was a trans woman.
Okay.
With a criminal background. And the person that was hit and killed, and rest in peace, also had a drug history.
Jeez.
So this wasn't just like a normal thing. And those people's histories have and personal lives or whatever had nothing to do with the accident other than the pedestrian thinking it's a good idea to cross a highway in the dark.
Oh, is that how it happened? No, I was going to say, did the AI gun it?
No, maintained speed the whole time, under the speed limit in the area. Very clever machine. Very clever machine.
So this was just an example of when people cross where they're not supposed to cross, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Right. This is something that a human would not have been able to avoid.
Okay. So it's not AI's fault. Or
as much as I want this to be Skynet, it was really just like, you know, a person crossing a highway in the dark and got hit by a car.
It's going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
Not trying to, you know, discount the situation, but it's going to happen.
So no, we're discounting it a little bit.
It's the world we live in, you know.
Yeah.
Death and taxes.
Yeah. If you're crossing an unlit highway in the middle of the night... You know what?
You're looking.
There's a risk.
You're asking for it.
The highway contains motorized vehicles, most of which are operated by humans, some of which are operated by Skynet.
So what do we got to wrap up the show? We got something coming up next?
Coming up next, chat about baseball and the dating scene on the next episode of Getting to Second Base.